brought to you by Penguin.
Food for Life: The New Science of Eating Well, by Tim Spector, read by Leighton Pugh. To my children, Sophie and Tom, and Planet Earth. Introduction: Why Care About Food? Writing this book felt like starting my own version of Phileas Fogg's adventure, setting off in his hot air balloon, armed with a map of what the world of nutrition science had in store, and a time frame in which I wanted to complete my journey, but not yet knowing the many twists and turns my voyage would take. My curiosity about food and nutrition was first piqued after a frightening episode at the top of an Italian mountain in 2011. My blood pressure shot up, having been normal 2 weeks before, and I was left with double vision, and an anxious few weeks when I thought I had a brain tumour, multiple sclerosis, or a stroke. None of them good news. Luckily, I fully recovered after a few months, but that incident prompted me, like many people with similar life-defining moments, to start exploring my own health and nutrition. My job as an epidemiologist had been to look at the health of large populations. My own health scare forced me to look from an individual perspective for the first time. The first phase of my journey led me to the new concept of the gut microbiome. In The Diet Myth, I outlined the central role of our gut microbes, and in Spoon-Fed, I introduced personalized nutrition. Both books showed why we have been so misled by bad food advice and generalized guidelines, which hardly anyone follows anyway. Yet the questions I most often get asked by listeners are about individual foods and ingredients. Is brown bread always good for me? Is wild rice healthy? Is it okay if I eat full-fat yogurt or cheese or soy milk? These questions laid the foundations for the piece that was missing: a more practical and positive guide to nutrition, focusing not so much on the misinformation about food, but drawing on new scientific understanding to discover different food types and individual ingredients, and the many extraordinary things that happen when we eat them. This book is an eater's guide to food and nutrition. I will show you what we should all know about the food we eat, and how to navigate the massive information to make good, informed, and practical eating choices for our health and the health of the planet. I will introduce the true complexity of the new science of food, but you won't need a degree in advanced chemistry to decipher it. We will look at individual foods using the latest scientific knowledge about key chemicals, genes, and the role of the trillions of bacteria that live in our guts, collectively known as the microbiome, and discover how they all interact in unique and highly personalized ways. We will also explore the latest technology, which allows us all, in theory, to have our genes, gut microbes, and blood sugar and fat responses tested with home kits. Researching this book made me appreciate the fantastic diversity of food and drink available to us, and has strengthened my admiration for traditional, artisanal, or whole foods, by which I mean those not made with complex processing in giant factories. Most of us have unprecedented choice in what we eat every day, with large supermarkets stocking tens of thousands of items. But we are overwhelmed by the choice on offer, and find ourselves returning to the same foods for our weekly shop or work lunch. We have lost our innate relationship with foraging, growing, and producing food for health and well-being, and need to rediscover food as preventive medicine. We have known for centuries that food and health are closely linked. Hippocrates realized that food should be treated with respect and can be both harmful and beneficial. My research team at King's College London, KCL, and personalized nutrition company.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?